when Nike got Michael Jordan, because he was like so full of himself, he was like, bro, I'm gonna rep Nike like it's fucking mine. Like, fuck Adidas, fuck all these brands that are bigger. And you know when it blew? Adidas sponsored the US Olympic team kit.
And he did that.
And when he won the gold medal, he covered the Adidas logo. Bro, that shit went crazy viral. And that's viral without social media.
You know what's crazy as well?
And now look.
Michael Jordan, still to this day, gets 5% of
Jordan sales on Slim Trip.
That, yeah. And that equated to like $200 million.
But you almost associate Jordan as his own brand now.
Yeah. You know what's crazy
like
as well?
Separate entity, yeah.
He
Air Jordan.
He earned more in 2022 from
Jordan
than he did in his entire NBA contract career. Yeah, 90
then
million.
Then again,
million during then.
No. But back then, you got to look at whatever his contract was compared to today's money.
Of course,
because obviously back in the '90s,
inflation.
Of course, but the whole like they like to compare it.
Yeah.
But that's why I always look at them stats. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Back then, those P's would probably pay for mad shit.
Yeah. Bro, if Lucozade came to me, I would be like, fuck Prime.
Lucozade!
You would never see me Lucozade. With Prime, Gatorade, anything ever
I've
again.
I've not even
bro.
Had Prime!
Ali Moon, any advert where he says Prime.
Literally, bro.
Yo, people, welcome back to the Root 411 show. My name's Ali.
My name's Ryan. Sorry, we were looking at each other.
My name's Ali.
And this is the show where we bring you this week's hot news, the weird and wonderful, and everything else you may have missed.
Beautiful intro, Ali.
Thank you very great much, intro, man.
We intro. Weren't laughing at you, mate. We were just laughing at each other. I don't
you
know why.
I don't know why.
He just
looked over. He looked like he was about to laugh.
He's like,
is that when you're in school and you're doing a speech and then you look at your friend in the...
Your best friend in the crowd.
You look at your friend in the table and he's just like... You know when they look at you, you don't have to look like you're laughing. You just look at each other like this.
Yeah.
And you just burst out.
And then you get in trouble for laughing. Why you laugh? Bro, it's natural.
You know the amount of times I got kicked out of class...
For laughing?
No, like, you just couldn't stop. It's like, and then when you hear your friend laughing, like, you know when you're trying to, like, bring
hold
back,
it in.
Yeah, you're trying to hold it in. You're trying to, like, and then you just hear. And then suddenly you lose all composure.
And at that moment, the class is like pin drop silent. So all they hear is
drop. Before it was all out.
It's a little ab workout in the middle of it. It's over.
You're trying to hold that shit like a hot air
balloon. Yeah. And then the next question that she asked, so obviously she has to ask you, honestly, it's crazy, man. But how we all been?
Alhamdulillah, man. Living, I'm alive.
Yeah.
I can't say anything more.
Oh, what, are you hiding something? Got any secrets?
Nah, just peace in it.
Alim?
Peace.
Peace and prosperity.
Okay, 2023, you know.
It's the year of growth, man. I feel like everyone's going to grow this year.
Bro,
man.
January felt so long.
It we're in February now, aren't we?
Bro, those 31 days and getting paid early.
It's February the 1st. What the?
Your men are slow, bro. What's it called, bro?
What the?
Punch.
No, it's gone past 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I still got you, bro.
All right, mate.
If it goes past 12 o'clock, you can't do it.
I never heard that rule. You heard that rule?
Because I'm from Essex, innit?
Sorry.
Not from East London.
Did you guys ever do the yellow car?
Yeah.
Oh my god, now you say
bro,
that. I was on the bus.
Why did we have such violent games as kids, bro? It's always like, yeah, man, I'm gonna hit you if you do that. Or I'm gonna slap you.
Bro,
if you do
I
that.
Can't lie.
Unless you said no returns, then yeah, you're immune.
If you don't slip in the no returns, you just see someone going.
If you hit someone during no returns, it's actual beef.
It is.
It's
like,
real
bro,
beef
bro,
at that point.
You broke the game rules, man. Like, now we gotta fight.
It's crazy you say that, right? I had the best feeling ever on the bus the other day. I was on the front. Up top, I was at the front because there's not many space. And there was a woman taking her two kids to school. And oh, it's so funny. So they were playing I Spy My Little Wire. Remember that game, yeah? And then as soon as they were like playing, the mum, it was brutal. She went, yellow car, boom, boom. I swear.
The march punched the kids.
No, obviously not boom, like boom. But I was like minding my own business to the side, but I hear it and I see it and I had a sort of a smile. I don't know why. It sort of brought back that old childhood and like, it's good that traditions are still happening. The march, literally, they're playing I Spy a Mighty
Life. She must be a young mum
to
know that.
No, it was like mid-30s, late 30s. Oh, she looked.
That's young mum, is it not? But then again, these days.
We don't know,
but these days.
Yeah, but bro, it was just the fact that it was so out of the blue. She went, yellow car, boom, boom. I was like, I respect that, man, because that game brought back. As soon as I see her do that, it brought back memories.
You should have done the mum in and been like, you didn't say no returns, bro.
Teach them the rules.
Then I'll end up
you see, kids?
I'll end up in prison.
Did you guys ever play wrestling as kids? like in school.
Come on, man.
You know, but you know how they say don't try this at home.
No, oh,
you always try.
You mean WWE moves?
Yeah,
bro, I thought like, you meant just like wrestling.
I'll be RKOing on the field.
I was Randy Orton in the school playground. I was Randy Orton.
This guy had the mask on. He's like,
he didn't have Mysterio. A mask. No, that's very mysterious.
Bro, even that, like when I used to go to Morocco on the beach, a little bit of water, RKOs.
Oh yeah.
I don't know the names where you just.
Yeah, that's when RKO was trending, innit? Why did RKO become so viral?
Randy Orton slivering. Watch out! And it was like a meme that you'd meme everything.
It's mad. Like way after that WWE phase expired out of me, then it went viral. Like these.
It was
weird.
Randy Orton, Vine days.
Randy Orton. And was any clips of someone falling over? They would clip Randy Orton coming in.
Watch out.
Yeah, it's like when Mike Tyson fell off the Segway. And then they done that. It was like...
Bro, seeing a big man like Tyson fall
the
is
way
mad,
he
bro.
Fell was
it's
so
peak,
bro.
Though, like, and you know he's old. You know what I'm like, bro. His muscles ain't what they used to be, bro. That shit hurt. He's like, yo, baby, I'm sore for the next 2 weeks, man.
Yeah, but he fought with you like a year ago or so.
Exhibition, though.
Yeah, but... For someone his age. And that was like 5 years after that video.
Then again, every year we see a clip of Tyson hitting the bag and we're like, yeah, he's still got it, man.
One of our most viral videos.
You know, they have like a 5 second recording of Tyson on the bags. Yeah. How would Tyson do against Fury?
Right now, it's just...
like, it's just 5 seconds of him. And after that 5 seconds, you know he's gassed out, bro.
What's it, baby?
No, you know then he goes sparks a joint straight after it, bro. You know he's having that DMT straight after.
But, you know, if we're talking about Mike Tyson... He was involved in boxing, and there was some huge boxing news this week in the influencer scene. Misfits Boxing have announced the first, I don't know if it's the first ever, but tag team boxing.
I'm sure it's the first.
That's funny, bro. Wait, can you punch two people at the same time?
No, it's tag team.
I'm guessing it's going to be one.
I got to dap you up like, take over, bro.
Or I think it would probably be in between rounds. Surely you can't
swap. That's what I think. Or someone's getting hurt. Someone's getting hurt mid-round.
You're knocked down on the floor. The ref's doing the 8 count. 6, 7, 8. Oh no, he's tagged in KSI.
Oh, imagine he didn't announce it. He's crawling to the corner.
He just tags him in.
No, imagine he didn't announce it. Suddenly so the music
confused.
Came on.
No, they'd be so confused, bro. They'd be too confused. No. They have to announce.
Or they put question marks on the two teams.
And they've already done that with B. Dave, the Mystery Fire.
You know, they're gonna make a tag team belt. They're gonna have more belts involved.
Well, you hold one half tag the belt team. Each, like, we both
have two belts.
On one team, it's the two people that fought last time. You have Pineda and B. Dave.
They're now partnered.
So they're now together against, it's called the Fantastic Two.
I don't know who they are.
Who are they? Like, just two unknown guys?
I would say unknown. They're probably, you know,
big in their own space. Mm. What was I gonna say? Sorry, one sec. Have you guys seen B Dave's tweets, bro? It's hilarious, bro. Like, after getting beat up by Pineda, like, he's just posting memes of himself like a little baby on a dad's shoulder and his face on the baby, and Pineda on the thing. He's like, I got my ass whooped by Pineda, now I team up with
him.
He's
taking like a good sport, basically.
Yeah,
he's smart, though, because in the influencer scene, you have to do that. In the pro scene, you keep yourself to yourself.
You don't
associate yourself with another fighter.
I think that's where the sport's going to start differentiating by doing stuff like this. Like, they've already gotten stick and been called, like, you're not boxers or, like, traditional boxing or you're not doing the proper route. But now they're doing some mad shit. I don't think people can be mad. It's going to be like, yo, like, this is their thing.
It's its own
lane. They've molded it.
I think they've done it on purpose, you know. I think they've done it so then people in the actual professional boxing scene can't say, oh, you want to try and be like us, because they're saying, no, we don't want to be
like
you.
We're in our own lane. You guys have called us not boxers.
We don't
want
to be like you. We will do this tag team thing because we're trying to say that we're not trying to be like you.
Exactly. Or mystery opponents.
I think it's smart what they've done.
But you know what it is, though? I don't see why someone would have a problem with it, because it is
possible. Because it's on the zone.
Like, because when you deep it, no, but a tag team boxing fight, what is actually the cons to it? Like, what's the dangers? Compared to a normal fight, it's the same dangers as a one-on-one fight.
The one that comes to my head is people being like, you're only doing half the job. So for example, it might be a 6 round fight, but we're splitting it 3 rounds each.
But they do 3 rounds anyway.
Or so someone might even just do 4 rounds.
Exactly. Compared to traditional, where it's like those 6 rounds, it's them two motherfuckers and no one else in the ring. Whereas a tag team, I'm like, yo, grab the last round for me.
I've got a question. How the, say it goes all the way, how's the referee going to lift up 4 hands? How's he going to hold four hands? All right, guys, get in a circle.
You know,
three, two, one. Yeah.
You know what? Because look, it's like WWE, isn't it?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
They'll probably hold hands, and then if he lifts his hand,
he'd be in between the two winners.
I bet the judges are going to
start coming in. WWE storyline, as soon as they win, suddenly he just bangs his teammate. Fucking lifts up the belt.
Or knocks his own teammate out. He's like, oh, shit. Yeah. They're going to start doing triple threat matches.
You know what I mean? No, but I
the storylines in England are boxing.
The possibilities are endless.
Mad.
It's the possibilities are endless.
What if, like you tweeted, what if it ends up being the Olatunji's versus the Pauls?
I think that is what's leading up to it.
You know, but I don't think it will because JJ and Logan, they've just released their new sponsorship with UFC now.
Yeah, they're brethren.
So it's like, I don't see them.
Oh, KSI and Logan as partners. I could see that.
Versus Deji and Jay.
Big bro versus little bro.
Oh, man. No, I think oh, what, like Logan versus Jake?
It's going to be like team. They're going to do like a...
As in, Logan and KSI versus KSI the two little brothers.
They said they would never fight each other.
No one would team up with Jake. And KSI and Deji won't fight each other. But I can see Logan and KSI teaming up and they're going to be like Team Prime.
True.
Yeah.
Prime time.
Apparently, rumor says through their UFC deal, they're going to now potentially, I'm putting potentially out there for you guys, rename the red corner and the blue corner to the prime hydration zones.
What?
I shit you not. I saw a TikTok today.
They must have paid.
Like, come on, bro. Like, obviously, the fighters are still going to have that little red tape around the red fire and the blue fire. But it's like the fact that they're going to rename the thing Prime Hydration Zones, bro. Go to your hydration zone. Could you imagine like the announcer? He used to go in the red corner.
No, but they still have to do that.
They don't do that in UFC. In UFC, they say the challenger and the
sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. I've heard it.
But like, I feel like they'll just say, stay in your prime corner.
Stay in your prime corner.
But if that's true, then they've paid M'd.
Yeah.
They've paid them.
They expect the returns though. Money have to admit.
Yeah. Logan's doing sick in WWE now as well. Bro, did you see him in the Royal Rumble?
That leap on the top.
Did you see, bro?
The leap, yeah. He took someone out or something through it, like on the net. Like,
no, but it's the one where he bounced off the top rope both and the other guy does the same both move and they both meet.
Oh, yes. And they're both like on the floor.
Have you seen the picture, like the picture he posted online and like they're both in the air about to hit.
Bro, that's iconic.
That's so hard.
If I'm Logan, if I haven't got that on a canvas by next week in the house.
Think about how much that photographer is getting paid, bro. He's like, I got
the money shot. They call that a spot. Like when it's like an iconic moment.
Crazy, man, honestly.
Fair.
But
that's why all the comments were like, good spot.
Damn.
But you watched KSI's documentary, right?
Yeah.
I haven't actually watched it yet, so do you want to talk to me about it? Shall we watch it? What do you think about it? What's your thoughts on it?
Personally, I think it was sick because it shows like the human side to him. Not everything is what it seems, is from what we know. So like he goes on to like talk about how, obviously I'm sure you guys have seen, he's getting mad backlash for it now as well. People are saying he set his dad up.
to
come on the documentary and have that conversation with him, and they should have had it off camera. But I think it was good to have it on camera. Because we got to see that side of him, of both of them, because he spoke a lot about growing up. Because I was thinking, you never thought him and his parents would have problems, because growing up we saw the videos he did with his parents, right? Uh-huh. A Q&A Sunday with my dad, Q&A Sunday with my mom. He said when he used to do those videos, as soon as the video was done, everyone would just go back to their own little corner in the house, like strangers. He never had that connection with his dad and his mom, like everyone thought he did, because of Q&A Sunday and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because as soon as the cameras went off, that love wasn't there, if you get what I mean. Mm. I guess that's why he distanced himself a lot.
Yeah, I see him get a lot of backlash as well. People saying like, oh mate, you went to a private school, you didn't really have
that's
a hard...
That's not the point though, innit?
Yeah, it's not the point.
I don't know why are people acting like it's a competition to see who got the most beats as a kid, bro. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like,
and it's not even that. Now, a recent one, people are now getting onto Mr. Beast, saying Mr. Beast is posting about the whole curing blindness, but he's done it for his own good. Oh, just shut up. Honestly, it's like you can't do anything in this world without people. But like a lot of people are saying, look, just ignore it.
Mm.
Honestly, most of the time, it's not people actually meaning it. They're just doing it because they know it will get interactions. Yeah. And they just get a buzz. They get a buzz off so many notifications on their phone. Oh my God, my phone's blowing up. Yeah, but you're going
to
get
the thing about being a devil's advocate, innit? Everyone just wants to have that opposing opinion.
But bro, Mr. Beast. All of them, Mr. B- is that little? There's that elite group, Mr. Beast, KSI. See,
Mr. Beast wants to run for president when he's old enough.
No, I
think he's just.
How old do you have to be? To
I think run he's for just presidency? Joking. I think he's just joking.
Probably could.
No, I think he's being serious.
No, nah, because he always tweets about Elon Musk. He'll become the CEO of Twitter and all this. Mm.
But he did.
No, Mr. Beast will take over him. Yeah, and like Elon always tweets back like, "You want to do it? Yeah, sure." Like I think he just does this because it's just funny. I can see
Mr. Beast actually running for it though.
No, I think he could Why run not? For it, but I don't think he would ever do it. Because he loves YouTube. How old do
you have to be? 35? 30?
Well, he's like 23.
Yeah, I know. So he's got about 10 years. Because everyone in the comments was like, you're not old enough. He's like, yeah, when I am.
Because you have to be a certain age to be president?
Yeah, you have That's to be so like weird. 35, I think. I'm going to Google it right now.
I got another cheeky little topic, bruv, to talk about. And it's for you ravers, you Sunday night ravers or party heads. Laughing gas is set to be banned in the UK.
Bad bloody time.
That's what people are saying, bro.
Like,
amount of canisters and now these massive, what do they call them things? Smart canisters. Whips. So it's like the small things were like all over the road. Now you're seeing big things on the curb rolling. Yesterday, I was out with A and we were walking. Bro, a car rolled over one of the, like them big Bus. Smart whips. Bro, the shit like popped up. Like, and you know, it's a big clinky thing here and underneath of a car. We just heard, clink, clink, boop. You see that shit shoot in the air. And we're like, yep. Mm. At least if it was a canister, it would be like a small ricochet. We're talking a missile here. That could kill someone. Facts. But yeah, this has been backed by like Bear MPs or what's her face? The Home Secretary, Suella Braverman's like, yeah, it's time to get rid of this shit. So they're actually thinking about banning it now. What's your thoughts on it?
I mean, it's not going to stop anyone.
Yeah, it's illegal for a reason. Do you know what I mean?
How are they banning it? As in,
they're thinking of like I'm assuming they're gonna like put it in the class system.
Wasn't it illegal anyway? Like
yes and no. Like to have it for recreational use, it is illegal, but it's like very easy to buy it online because it actually has purposes for what like whipping the culinary industry. Cooks, chefs always order, so it's not surprising to a website when people are ordering 3, 4, 5 boxes.
Or maybe you get arrested if they see it now. You get bagged. Or
yeah,
you get fined.
You probably need like a license for it or something like that.
No, they do.
Like I heard like off licenses that used to sell that shit on the low key. They're like, no, we don't sell it no more. I was like, why? Because we lose our like shop license, for example, if they do it.
I'm sure if they see kids in the street with it, they're gonna know what they're doing.
100% no. Police even right now, bro. If they see you like filling it up and you the person even says like, oh, it's just for myself. They're like, no, you're using it for the sake of like getting a high off it. Boom, it's getting confiscated.
The man that drive with it, man, so jarring, bro.
Dangerous.
Not even that.
Dangerous,
people just do selfie videos doing it. It's like, what are you doing?
I don't know if it's like, yo, it's like trying to show who's got the biggest dick in the room, bruv. It's like, yo, like, watch me how fucked up I can
drive.
But it
just looks stupid. Like, you know what's mad? You know the guys that do balloons and drive? I don't think they realise how stupid they look, bro.
The fucking inflatable. They look so stupid.
It's the bubble. It's funny we say the bubble, you know? It's the bubble they live in. They think...
This is what it looks
you know,
like to be.
It's them guys that like they will just record themselves 24/7 in the mirror doing this, and it's like they're in their own little world. It's like,
still though, like I don't get it. I feel like it's just egos and trying to show you got a big dick or some shit. Because motherfuckers be like,
no, but can you imagine
how many car accidents do we see on story? Like, yo, I just got out of a car collision,
and
the guy that hit me happened to be having a balloon, or we're here on a night out. Like, someone's just you see how them type of man drivers roll in it, bro. They're not really like your regular drivers. They're revving it down a side street.
If they lose oxygen in the brain, which happens,
blackout,
bro. You have no control over a car.
You're gone, bro.
And you know what's crazy? It is definitely a UK thing because when our friends come here from Canada or from America, they're like, they come here and they're like, why does everyone have balloons? And then they realize what it is. They're like, yo, that shit is crazy. Like how is that a thing?
Yeah.
Because it's so absurd to them. They're like, how is that even a thing? Like,
don't you see folks like outside this area that we're in right now, bro? Like on a if we're recording on a Friday night or something, you just see. Just guys, bro, you just have people that literally come up to, oh, they see a little function in the area, they'll turn up, they're like, you man want smart with £5, like, giving people a balloon for a fiver.
Crazy, man.
It is the new crack, bro. It's the new crack.
UK is just bad vibes, man. Like, I honestly think now it's getting to the point where the UK is unlivable.
Did I not bring this topic up time ago?
Probably. But
do you remember when I said...
It's an age-old convo, bro. We had this bare time.
No, but like...
Did I not say... Is the UK bad vibes compared to like other places? And you guys were like, no.
I don't think anyone would have said that. I think you're probably talking about living maybe in London or something. But I honestly think the UK is just, it's, the vibes are not there anymore. I think it's becoming so I don't even know how to explain it. It's just so
unlivable.
Yeah,
it's a common vibe, man. Think about it, everything going on right now. Yeah, we're seeing strikes of them. My little brothers were home today from a strike. There's teacher strike right now.
Yeah,
I saw videos of that. You know,
yeah, like, I'm not surprised. Streets, like, do you know how baffed I was, bro? We're working these days, so we're not on like school mode no more. So little brother's like, "Yeah, we're on strike tomorrow. What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm working, bro. If I'm working from home, don't knock on my door." But I'm just like, it's all mad, like. Everybody's disgruntled.
Train strikes, teachers
The economy right now is fucked. People who had mortgages who were supposedly middle class and like could pay for a house and like a steady living in this city can't do that shit no more. So it's like, even for like the person we thought was well off, it's tough for them.
There was a lot of people arguing teachers shouldn't be going on strikes because they're getting more holidays than anyone else. They get like 10 weeks holiday. But why are people acting like that holiday... Teachers, like, they're always flying out. They're going to Dubai.
They ain't got the money to just go.
Bro, those holidays, more time they're marking work or creating more work.
Or next semester's plans, innit?
And even if they did fly out, bro, let them fly out, bro. They're entitled to it.
People are comparing each other again, bro. People are literally like, wait, mate, I get like 4 weeks off a year, yeah. And I
and you chose to be in that job that sector. If you wanted to be a teacher because you wanted holidays, then you should have gone into the teaching... thing. I know exactly what you mean, and teachers at the end of the day, I think they're severely underpaid, especially in this country.
Yeah, for sure. So, for sure. When we see people at places like the Middle East, like there's so many like English born teachers. Like, I'm not even talking like people from our backgrounds, like, because we always hear like of Asian, Somali, black teachers going abroad and teaching, right? But even like white English people born here are going abroad and they're like, yeah, man, it's amazing.
Dubai
is super safe to teach in. They get paid amazing. The school probably pays for their car ride or their journey. They get so many comps and benefits, and the fact that there's no income tax, that it's like over there, they love teaching. Their passion for that shit.
Weather as well. Like my sister went to Dubai. My sister worked in Dubai like 4 years. My cousin worked in Qatar.
Yeah.
My sister's now in
Oman. They enjoyed it. It's a peaceful life. You know what I mean? It's a peaceful life, man.
Peaceful.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
that's it.
Like, honestly, we were talking about it just off camera. Like, it's house huge here. You're crammed in a one bed if you want to stay in London.
And you're paying.
Do you know what I mean? And you're paying probably 70% of what you're probably earning in the month after tax.
On rent.
You know, the UK, I just think it's
so
not nice.
So, where's your go-to destination, Ray? Well, what's on the map for you? Where would you go to right now? If you had the funds, like, funds ain't an issue. You could just go pick up the bags, leave, carry on life somewhere else. Where would it be?
Singapore.
Nice. You?
I think Singapore, everyone speaks English.
Uh-huh.
It's clean.
Yeah.
It's fresh air.
Very close to loads of other places in Asia as well.
Everywhere,
bro. Would be lit.
And it's just, there's things there. Formula One goes there.
Uh-huh.
There's good football there.
Formula One, you can find in a lot of countries.
I know,
but I'm saying it's not just like a country where nothing comes there. A lot of things go there. Tours, you know, rappers and people go there. That's where I would go. I could go to like the Middle East, but I just think if you're saying I've got all the money in the world, sometimes I want a bit of peace because I feel like the Middle East is getting a lot of attention now.
Mm.
But I would love to live in the Middle East if I could.
Mm.
What about you?
Myself, I think I want to stick in the continent of Asia as well. I do like Asia. So I'm kind of torn between like somewhere like Japan or like Thailand.
I was going to say Thailand.
Yeah, because Thailand's amazing, man. Like the amount of islands, you could just be island hopping. If you get like a nice paying job out there, which I'm assuming like loads of companies probably have offices out there. So like if you got hooked up with them, you're a pattern, bro. You get paid good. You can enjoy the warm weather, the culture.
I think the food there is. I heard the food in Thailand and some of the
all Asia. All Asia. The food's good, man. Honestly, when I was over there, bro.
But when
I was over there, like, you can go to the restaurant, there'll be Thai food, and it's proper Thai food because it's not a long distance to import it. If you have it here, most of the time it's...
Talking like fresh Thai food. Yeah, I hear that.
Like, when I was in Bali or I was in Jakarta or I was in Singapore, you get the proper... And if you go to the actual country, like for example, if you went to Thailand, you're going to have the fresh. Do you know what I mean? And you're going to live good. And you'll probably end up being more, like your body will just feel more pure.
Yeah. Because you're having shit that's caught that day deeper. It's not like a fish that's been frozen or preservative so it can stay in a little fridge in a supermarket for 2 weeks before you buy it off the shelf. That fish was caught this morning, bro.
Not even that. Your mental state is pure.
Yeah.
Like you're just stress-free.
I think we only think like that because we're here. Because you're saying like everyone in that country, they don't have stress.
No, of course, bro. Everywhere comes its own.
Everywhere you move, it's gonna have its own.
But you have
stresses,
to know what I'm saying. He said if you had all the money,
That's why I even give a scenario of like I wouldn't mind it if a company out there like hired us. Like your company has an office out there. They're like, yo, you want to go to that office? Boom.
For real, honestly. But one thing you have to worry about is Netflix's new thing they've taken into place now where Netflix sharing passwords are being stopped. How they're going to catch us is by every 31 days, you must log into the home Wi-Fi network. And if you do not do it, you are banned. So the way they find it out is obviously if me and you are sharing Netflix passwords, if you're the main user and I'm not logged into your Wi-Fi, and obviously every 31 days you have to re-log in to the Wi-Fi and I'm not on the same, I can't get access. And so if you don't do it,
that's not going to work.
They ban you.
It's what about people that travel with Netflix?
No, but this is what they're doing, bro. This is what they're doing.
That's dumb. Netflix are going to lose.
And bro, exactly. That's literally my thought. Yeah, Netflix are going to lose money, bro.
Everyone's going to jump on Disney. Everyone's going to jump on Amazon.
But Hulu, the reason they're doing this is because they want to increase their profits, basically. They think if they stop this and people have to buy their own...
I reckon they scrap it after a couple of months.
Realize, oh my God, we've just tanked the company.
People are boycotting it. Because at the end of the day, Netflix is getting worse and worse. They're getting worse shows. Yeah. They're taking shows off.
Mm. I said it a while ago as well that... Netflix original shows don't do as well as the shows that they buy. For example, when they had Friends or Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and stuff like that, those were getting more views than the original Netflix shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they paid Friends over 100 million for that.
Some Netflix original shows are good, but I just think they're just overdoing it.
Mm.
And it ain't going to work, honestly. It's going to get to the point where people are just going to go back to finding them websites.
Oh, for sure, man.
Disney Plus might thrive off this. They might think, you know what? We could make like an ad campaign where we're joking about it.
Yeah, they could meme them hard, innit?
I think Amazon are more likely to take over.
Amazon. It's just that Amazon, Netflix has that brand where it's like Netflix and chill. You got Netflix and this and that. And what you're watching on Netflix, you got Netflix Share Party. So I just think they're being greedy. Unless there's some crazy loss they've had over the past year.
What about people that travel with it? They can't have Netflix now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you're traveling, you're not going to be on your home Wi-Fi, are you?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so like, but I'm saying, it won't work. But the account's meant to be for you. They're trying to stop the sharing. So let's say we had
what if it's my personal account, but I'm traveling?
Yeah, then I'm guessing there'd probably be something on there that's either says travel you're traveling.
Mode, travel mode, everyone's in travel mode.
Because if you're not using the Netflix at your home,
yeah,
then they know that you're using it wherever you're going. Do you know what I mean? If they see suddenly someone in your home Wi-Fi and suddenly there's someone in Thailand.
I'm in two places at once, bruv. Get off my dick.
Yeah, with AI now, dude, you know.
Talking about AI, I like that. You know what they're considering now, man? It's a bit of a conspiracy. It's brain implants that could soon allow us to control social media with just our minds. So we've seen the sci-fi films. We've seen the thrillers. We've seen people try to take over the world with inserting a little sim in everyone's back of the head. But this is something that now they're actually considering and thinking about.
I just want to get rid of social media. The only reason I'm staying on social media is because of the podcast. Honestly. And if that ain't a reason to subscribe, I don't know what it is.
Because I'm staying here for you. Fuck about you.
I'm staying here for you.
What's that? Petey Riz. But yeah.
Petey subscribers.
Please do it, man. Please.
Don't worry, we'll get them on the shorts anyway.
So these brain implants would be surgically implanted into the brain to enhance its functionality. The process is quite simple. So you just think of the action that you'd want, whether it be scrolling, typing, liking a post. And once you thought of it, the device would communicate to your phone and then boom, like, retweet. Imagine just looking at your phone like and you're doing everything. You're like,
yeah, imagine you accidentally think something mad. And then
it
tweets at FBI, I'm going to fuck you up, because your mind, you're thinking, oh, fuck the police. Something.
So wait, where does it appear?
So the device would be connected to your phone. And then once you thought of the thought or the action, it would just send a signal.
That's kind of sick though.
Yeah, but imagine you're thinking of a madness. And it does it for you.
Intrusive thoughts. you didn't even mean it.
Or if it like messages your mum like, oh, fuck off, mum, I don't want to do the dishes.
No, but it's the same as you using your hands, isn't
it? Obviously, like, in your brain, you'd be like, yeah, backspace.
Your hands, you're not doing it, but what if your head's doing it? It's like,
you've got to change the settings. You've got to change the settings.
Once you've done it, bro, the plants in your head.
Another given bonus as well, they're saying if we had these implants, better privacy and security, bro. Who can hack your brain?
The people that control the chips.
But, okay, I'm sure the science behind it is there's a part of your brain that they have to connect to, right?
Yeah, of course. So your thoughts
and implants. I ain't doing that.
That's not gonna work.
Hopefully, man. that's in the next
Surely not. Bro, in 30 years, everyone's like, yo, you still have a phone? I just called people like this, like,
like, Alan?
Oh, where are you, bro?
Yeah, there's no more. My phone's on silent. Or my phone's
no one talks anymore. Everyone just.
Intrusive thoughts.
Mind signals.
So, oh my God, can you imagine? Right, let's try to do that for 10 seconds.
All right, as you two keep doing that, I'm going to count down from three and say the first thing that's in your head. Let's see if you're thinking the same thing. Three.
Oh, wait, chill.
All right.
No, but we need a...
No, it's just a thought thing, bro. Right, whatever.
Look, look at me in the eyes.
To come to your mind, look at each other. Three, two, one, go.
Arsenal shit.
You know what's mad? I was gonna say something about Chelsea, but then I thought, nah.
I was gonna say,
but you know that's why I started laughing. Because in my head
Enzo.
I was thinking football.
I was gonna say, Enzo Fernandez.
You two going at each other.
Have you seen that game where was it best friend challenge? You gotta do the. We've got to say the same word at the same time. And then, but if we don't say the same word, you have to connect those words together.
Oh, so like...
So like word association game?
Podcast will be...
Yeah.
So it's like you say a word, you say another word. Okay, you didn't say the same word, but on that topic, say another word back.
So let's say he just said Arsenal, yeah? And I said podcast. Cool. You'd say 3, 2, 1 again. We have to find a word that links both Arsenal and podcast together.
Say it, okay.
All right.
So it might
let's
be
go.
Like... What would it be?
No, let's go. Do your countdown. Do your countdown from three.
Go on, do it.
3, 2, 1.
Social media. Boxing? Where are you going boxing?
Okay, that's again, all right. That's three, all right. Social media and boxing.
2, 1, go.
Influencer. I was going to say Misfits. All right.
Okay. Influencer, right. Misfits. Right. Cool.
Last one. 3, 2, 1.
KSI.
Okay. We got there.
You only took 3 goals. That's all right. I think three goals. 3 attempts is all right.
I like that.
Basically, the aim is you can't keep...
You can't get plus five.
Basically, if you get too many tries, you guys ain't as close as you thought you was.
Yeah, you only took three.
Three tries is all right.
I got one with Ali. Let's do one more. I can get it with Ali straight away.
Let me do the count.
There's no topic. What the hell?
No, that's the point. No, that's the point.
Okay. All right. Al,
it's just how in sync you guys are. 3, 2, 1, go.
Somaliland.
What'd you say?
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl and Somaliland. Good luck. Okay, no, I know one. Go.
I don't.
We fucked.
Somaliland and Super Bowl.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Alphabet.
He didn't even say anything.
Say shit.
Because I was going to say SS. Oh, alphabet, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, we cut that shit.
Yeah, it's a long day.
We ain't friends. I don't know this guy, man.
I was thinking just Ali. The link between Somaliland and... He plays American football.
He didn't say anything. Even
I didn't think of that, bro. See, we are
in when you said, oh, yeah, he said it so quick. I was like, yeah, he must be thinking the same thing.
Do you know that threw me off? Because I looked at him, I went...
It was lost for words. But look...
He was so confident, I was like...
Honestly, no, mate, you got a magical mind, and in terms of
anyway, back to the topic. Sorry, oh, yeah, on, chips in your minds. Are you for it or not? Yes or no? Nah. Quick,
hell no.
I only like chips in my food, mate.
Fuck's sake. So it's a no from us. Let us know in the comments below. Yeah. Social media game might become easy. You might be the best influencer by even thinking about being the best influencer.
Oh, a game.
Oh,
that's a good little thing. I want to talk about a game. Yeah, there's a recent new game which is coming, which I am definitely gonna get. And I'm definitely going to jump back on gaming. Hogwarts Legacy.
Isn't that out already?
I've seen a video of like the clip of it.
I'm pretty sure it's out, no?
Is it the one where, is it a broomstick clip where it's flying around
Hogwarts? Yeah. I want to play that. And did you create your own character?
I just saw a clip of like you, it's like Hogwarts. an open world where you can travel around.
The magical world of Hogwarts.
And obviously all the Harry Potter stuff, there's like things you can do, challenges, games.
It comes out on the 10th.
All platforms or specific ones?
PS5, Xbox Series X, and PC game launch Feb 10th.
No, so that's pretty
those
much
those who can play PS4 and Xbox One will unfortunately need to wait till April.
Damn, that sucks.
Shit.
Then again, the new gens have been out for 3 years, bro. What you been doing, bro? Get that new thing, man. Get your money up.
If you help the podcast grow.
And also, they haven't had enough stock in that time as well. The first 2 years, were you even able to buy a PS5?
Bro, resale prices, mazzaline.
Brother, if you want to help us out on the podcast, we can all get one. You know what I mean? We can get one
If Sony wants to sponsor us.
Yeah, but obviously, that was the last trader that I saw today. It was like the last trailer for the game. Nah, came out. So,
I've only seen the broomstick.
Did you guys play the Harry Potter games growing up, though?
Of course.
PS2.
It was back on the PS2.
Nintendo. There was a Lego version. Yeah, the Lego. I mean, Lego games are always elite, but.
Lego Batman?
I think I did have Lego Batman. Lego Batman, you know, was amazing. Lego Batman was good. I had Lego Batman.
God, I remember the graphics. Like when you look at it now, and because of all the graphics we see now, we're like, oh my God, they're so bad.
Think about
it
on a smaller person. Like when you had PSP,
back then it was generational, man. It was like Simpsons Hit and Run.
Simpsons Hit and Run was
legendary.
Wow. I remember
Simpsons Hit and Run was like GTA.
Midnight Club, the racing game.
Bro, do you remember do you remember Simpsons Hit and Run where you had to like drive the car up the ramp and go through like the duffer thing, whatever it was, like the glass, and you break through it and you collect coins while you're going up.
But I just remember Homer's pink car, bro.
Yeah,
I
used to drive
that pink car, like.
It used to be the challenges. We had to like run away from the like drive away from the cops.
Oh, and you can be like the superhero or Batman version of Bart.
Wow.
What's it called? I can't remember what it's called.
I could literally talk about it for like a whole podcast episode. We need like another mukbang.
We need a gaming person on here.
Yeah.
We need. You know what we need?
A gamer syndicate.
We need a mukbang episode about where we talk about this stuff.
Bro, Syndicate was like the guy. He was like a. Is guilty pleasure the right word? I feel that
the Syndicate Project, you have to do the full name.
Bro, that's what got me into Minecraft.
Yeah.
Just watching him commentate.
OG Black Ops.
Syndicate, he did the zombies.
Syndicate's Minecraft projects was so
good. Do you remember them? He was so good at the game.
Survival Island. Oh my god. And then he was like the main zombie guy. He was the one who used to get to high rounds, the rape training. He would obviously do the. I don't know if you can say that
you
word.
You can't call it that.
Maintaining. Sorry, you have to call it like training. Yeah, I think we do call it now training.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Get out the
baby. Honestly, nah, man.
But you know, Syndicate's playing Minecraft in real life now. You know.
Yeah.
Have you seen his vlogs?
It's not.
Yeah, bro, Life of Tom. I think his channel is called. Yeah. But he's so rich right now.
He's doing second channel content now, more than it.
But he's doing Minecraft in real life. Like, he's got like bulldozers and like trucks in his yard that he brings in, digging out the ground. And he'll be asking his subscribers, oh, what should I build in my garden? Like, oh, I was thinking about doing this, doing that. He's got like two houses in one area.
He bought the one. I remember when he done the reveal of his next home.
Yeah.
He literally just went, yeah, it's this one. And he bought the yard next to him, and then he's crazy.
And then he showed like this. I remember seeing one video where he's got like blueprints, and he's showing like ideas that he had for the basement. He's gonna dig this part out and make it this big. I was like, bro, have I gone from watching the Minecraft project to watching the life of Tom? And he's doing exactly what he was doing in the Minecraft project, but in real life.
You know what it is as well? It's because he lives in Mane.
Ah,
you know Mane.
You know, the
lands.
He doesn't get this. Like the same amount of views to subscribers. Like his views to subscriber ratio is very low.
Yeah, no, but he's made his piece, bro.
He's got 10 million subs.
Maybe most of
he gets like 50k views.
Maybe the people that used to watch him have now grown up in it. Like, yeah, sort of grown
definitely.
Because
I don't watch it as much.
He stopped posting really. Yeah. He posts when there's like a new vlogs. COD. When a new COD comes out, we play the new zombies
for
a month. Does it because it bangs?
Yeah,
and then it just stops.
Yeah, that's why he vlogs more than he games.
Bro, major P's, bro. Like back in the day, Minecraft, all them, like, same way Vicstar made all his money.
Oh, servers, isn't it? Minecraft servers. Yeah.
When you deep it, a lot of YouTubers fell off. Like, that's why you got a rate KSI. He's the only one, like, there's very few that's still
kept it moving, yeah. And kept growing as well.
You know what it is? You know why? I think because it's especially the UK, because obviously you have the Sidemen, they tend to basically film how their day goes about. Like when they do Sidemen Sundays, it's them being them. It's not a 10-minute video of just materialistic things and cool editing. Their things is barely edited, their Sidemen Sundays. Only like cool transitions they do. The rest of it is just them being funny, going with a camera around.
It's like a 30-40-minute vlog type.
So people, no matter what age you are, you will watch it because it's kind of chilled.
But wasn't there another group KSI was with when he was younger as well?
Is it Hype Squad or something?
Yeah. It was
something like it was Banks, like. Rice Gum.
Oh, yeah. They were called Clout Gang.
Clout Gang.
Imagine that. Imagine if KSI was in that.
Bro, he was very close to joining, he said. Yeah. He said he was very close. He went to America because he needed to get away from it.
Mm.
That was when Diss Track season came around.
Yeah.
And then obviously he came back, obviously.
Because Diss Track season was at that point where they're like, yo, we might just.
But Rice Gum, it's so weird. I mentioned Rice Gum because Rice Gum tweeted like 2 days ago, shall I make a comeback? And I was so surprised how many verified people, like YouTubers, were commenting like, we need you back, we need you back. Because I can't lie, Rascom's content was banging.
I don't remember his content.
It was just vlogs, bro. But his vlogs were so like, it was just, at the time, it was that interesting, you know what I mean? But it depends, again, how he adapts to today's world, because I think people have grown up as well, the people you used to make content with.
A lot of today's people, though, do give Ricegum his props, though. Like, people like Aiden and stuff is like, bro, if it wasn't people for, like, Aiden Ross, like, I wouldn't have been doing this shit. Like, I wouldn't be as big as I am on Twitch, because back then, Aiden was in that house, but like, it was a small time stream on his come up, like just in one of the rooms. Like, people didn't know, like that they had so many.
Ricegum used to stream.
They had so many creators in the house, but Ricegum was in the house as well. Yeah,
Ricegum used to stream.
And he
telling
yo, do this, do that, get this person on, like chop up ideas with them. So he was that guy. So I'm not surprised now that Ray saw that tweet and is like, should I make a comeback? And everyone's like, yeah, do it.
One thing I wanted to jump in. That's huge news. In something we always have to talk about every week, football. Enzo Fernandez. World record transfer in the British footballing world, €120 million.
Let's try not to start a war this week, lads.
There's been no football this week, so you know, we've both had our weeks off. Arsenal signed Jorginho, which is a weird one, because I think the day before that probably thing would that I don't think that was ever negotiated. I think that just happened in a day like that. And obviously London.
Funnily enough, to get done. Despite like the disappointment in that, I think between Chelsea and Arsenal, those two teams probably had the best transfer window of all the teams in the Prem.
You think Arsenal had a good...
Well, when you deep it...
Trossard and Jorginho, you think?
We got Trossard. We got that defender. I don't know how you... Yakub, I don't know how you pronounce his last name, though. He's like a 22-year-old defender, backup defender. Oh. And Jorginho. But that's really all we need.
But you went from Caicedo and Mudrik to them.
We could have had better, but we always could have had better. We could have had... we were meant to have Vlahovic, instead we got Gabriel Jesus. Yeah. We were meant to have Martinez, instead we got Zinchenko. We were meant to
have... You mean Ramza?
No, I'm talking Martinez, Lisandro Martinez.
Meant Martinez, the Aston Villa goalkeeper.
No. So our second option's always turn out pretty good options for us.
Well, look, you're top of the league anyway, isn't it?
So I think the risk for Chelsea is, though, I think you guys in the future are going to get bumped a lot. Not that it makes a difference to you, but I think other teams will see Chelsea as, yo, we can profit off them. Sell them any shit player, they'll play. They'll pay 50
you
million.
You don't have to worry, because we got Todd Bowley and I can't remember the guy's name.
You guys should buy Lokonga for 50 M's.
Brother.
Bargain.
We have got the best board. Like, at the end of the day, I've seen a lot of clubs give us props because
it was smart.
Look, at the end of the day,
it was 8.5 year contracts spread over time.
It's a fight. Look, it's a 5 to 10 year project which teams rebuild from. Yeah, Liverpool have done it. It took them 5 years or so.
Yeah,
they've just sped up the process. Said, you know what, we want to do it in one year. They've done it. Obviously, still
you're
some
basically in preseason.
There's still exactly. There's still some players we need to get, like some positions we need to change. Mm. If Mendy gets his confidence back, then we're fine with the goalkeeper. We still playing Havertz up front. We need to sort that out.
Chelsea could buy Nketiah for 100 M's.
Oh, maybe. But look, end of the day, nearly a year ago, we lost our owner because of the whole sanctions. Everyone laughed.
It's been a year.
Everyone laughed at us, mate. But who's laughing now?
We are your 10th.
Yeah. I saw all the tweets. All the meme. No, what I mean is in the ways of all these meme tweets saying if Chelsea don't get an owner by the end of the season, we could like go bankrupt and we're not going to exist. We're going to go down to the thing.
You man
all tweeted this going at me and Sabir in the group chats. You got no owner. We have to get the bus to the game because we couldn't afford to get a plane. You remember all that? And now we're here. We're back. Yeah, when I see people on Twitter hating Chelsea spending money, it's like it injects fucking steroids into my veins. Honestly, like it's the best feeling when people say Chelsea FFP. You think these people, these board members, don't know about FFP? You have these like people on Twitter thinking they're experts. You're telling me they don't know about FFP? Come on now.
They're gonna.
Hey Ray, you need to burn a Twitter.
I've changed my whole Twitter. My Twitter hasn't got my name because my brother done it. My brother changed like he changed. He used to have
my
his full name.
My Twitter doesn't either, but it's got my Instagram.
Yeah, he had his full name right, so he just changed it to like TE tweets. So then it's like it's good for like work as well, so they don't find you.
Yeah.
Me, bro. I've changed it completely, and now that's why I always go on about stuff now. I'm like, screw it. Yeah, digital footprint my ass. Yeah, I'm telling you, we're back.
The thing is, it's not confirmed though. It's not confirmed yet. You've got this super team almost, yeah. But I think in those years to come, you've got to bear in mind other teams are still going to be improving.
No, no, of course.
Are still going to be building. We're going to see, everyone's watching what you
lot
are doing.
One or two of them will flop.
We're watching what you lot are doing.
Yeah.
So it's not like no one's going to be prepared for Chelsea.
Teams are going to prepare. They're going to be ready. I get it, but
it's not going to be as easy. I think Chelsea fans think, oh shit, now we've got an easy ride in the next 5 to 10 years to come. It's not going to be easy.
No, but I'm not saying we're going to go and win everything. We're not going to win the quadruple and all that. But I'm saying, if we had other ownerships where Liverpool, for example, they would buy one player a year, we've just sped up a process where we bought 4, 5, 6, 7 players. And these are players are like 20 years old, 21 years old, 22 years old. And like you said, 8-year contracts. Because then the way FFP works is we pay in installments. So this year, it will only show...
It
will only show 14 million for Enzo on FFP. Whereas if we go and sell someone for 50 million, we now have 50 million because it shows straight away when you sell.
The thing is,
they're smart. I think Bowley is the smartest American owner I've seen in football.
How long you can?
They're changing it at the end of the season.
Too, though. You the can't max have 5 years. Yeah, 5 years now, isn't it?
Why they got a problem with
because of
length?
Chelsea?
Because of what they've just done.
Our owners are so smart. He came into Find football, loophole, brother. Yeah. Bowley's he's an NFL. He's all of this. He's NBL.
American sports. Yeah, they always play with the
and
cap
he came
space,
over.
Bro.
Brains, bro. He came over. He knew how to find a loophole. Done it. Now all these like La Liga teams are saying this. You know, like even a Dortmund guy spoke about it now. Mate, I'm surprised no one else thought, you know what, in this window.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I'm like, why didn't no one else do that this whole time?
Well, why not even that? Why why didn't anyone do it by the end of this window?
Yeah.
If they knew that we were doing these smart things where we were, you know, doing it in installments over a long contract, why didn't any teams think, all right, they're doing it. Why don't we get some players in?
Because do you think it's a risk at the... Do you think there's probably some cons to it that we haven't just
Probably be like 5, 6 years down the line. It'll probably be like if we don't sell people, then we'll be in a bit of...
If you haven't made that money back or if those players flop, you and you're still paying for that.
Let's say we win 2 Premier Leagues and a Champions League in 6 years, we're going to get prize money and it's worth it because they've brung in like Champions League, but I think that's the risk though.
There's no guarantee.
Champions Leagues, you win
with this super team that you're going to win anything.
Chelsea's guaranteed trophies, bro. Don't worry about that. We're not like Arsenal.
I don't think so. But Ali, teams will improve. Teams.
Just so Ali can be involved. Man United. No, because he's not a football guy, is he?
Man United.
You're currently playing right now, and obviously, if you win, most likely you will. You're going to be in a cup final against Newcastle. What do you think?
Well, Rashford, from my mad analysis, I won't tell my sources. I've seen some tweets and I've heard that Newcastle are drawing a lot lately. And hopefully, if United keep up on their win streak, and man like Rashford, bro, is balling the fuck out right now. So
He actually dropped him today. He's probably resting him. You're playing Garnacho.
Nah, we got a good squad, man. I think I trust ETH and a lot of United fans do as well. It's a little rebuilding phase, and we're in the top four, bro. We're in the top four.
Ethereum.
It's a slow creeper.
Yeah, to be fair, it's like you've invested in ETH. You know what I mean?
So talk about crypto right now because it's dead.
That's a very cool slogan. I think you guys should use invest in ETH.
I trust. In ETH we trust.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So, but honestly, I was shocked by Man United this year. I'll give you props. I think you guys have actually outperformed how everyone thought you would.
Yeah, no one predicted them to do well.
I think East.
Especially
well.
They lost the first 3 games of the season or something.
Yeah, right? Lost 4-0 to Brentford.
Yeah.
Wow, I remember that.
Brentford
game.
Are a weird team, bro. Every start of the season they pop.
They're a weird team. Their strikers are bet addicts. You know, I had a dream. I'll talk about that just to
good old Ivan Tony.
Sum up the show on it. Because it's a podcast and it was the podcast. I had a dream last night that we done an online podcast show with Ivan Tony as our guest. Alan was asleep during the show. Ali fell asleep during the show. But you know how dreams don't make.
As in, so was that? Did I even show up then? So
you
I
was on the you was on the video, but you was just asleep. You know how dreams are, bro.
So there's like a camera shot. Yeah, like panning across all 3 people on the show.
No. We're all at home. It's a remote one. So cameras on you, cameras on you, cameras on you. Yeah, gotcha, you're just gotcha, conked out.
The only thing is, this is a dream. So in real life, we actually were asleep.
This is the thing. Like dreams don't make sense because it's dreams. You fell asleep halfway through the show, but it was a very good episode, right?
Must have not, dude.
What do you mean? It was just you and Tony having a conversation.
No, but it's the thing.
Fuck off or whatever we were doing.
Dream, no, because he, I remember at the end of the thing, I didn't mention about the betting thing because I was like, I don't want to bring it up because it's like, you know what I mean? It could be controversial. And then at the end of the show, he was like, oh, thanks for that, lads. That was really good. For some reason, you guys were suddenly awake. He was like, yeah, thanks. That was really good. Thanks for not bringing up the thing. That's why it was a really good episode because we didn't bring up the... But it was just so weird. I woke up and I just straight away in the group chat, yo, lads, that's just an episode.
Yeah, thanks for not throwing me under the bus.
Yes, lads, just had an episode with Ivan Tony. And it was another celeb. We had guests coming on, mate. But anyway, if there is a guest...
What are the chances we actually get Ivan Tony on the show, though?
We have to now. And just
hopefully we get that exclusive. You never know.
Would you bet on it? Would I be
See what I did there.
See what I did there. No, that's a great way to end it on, because if you do want to see any more guests, please let us know who you want us to get on.
And spam their DMs. Send them our content by being like, jump on with the boys.
Yeah, for real, because we'll be happy to have anyone on. You could be an influencer, a gamer. You can be... It'd be good to have a gamer on, actually.
Yeah, get anybody who walks
get
to life.
Tell
all
us the
life.
Whole gaming community nowadays. I'm out of it at the moment. Mm. Haven't played Warzone or any of that in a long time.
Fucking boomer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm older than you, but we're the same year.
All right, Ray, granddad, fuck it out. But yeah, thank you very much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Root 41 Show. I've been Ali.
I've been Ryan.
I've been Alan.
We'll see you next week.
Arrivederci.
Grande.